Morning, Boker Tov. Today's office is Chagiga Daf Vav. We have a little bit to catch up. We left off Hey Amud Beis. We got about 2/3 of the way down the page, maybe even a little less. We're up to Tanur Rabbanan. It's roughly about 17, 18 lines up from the bottom of the page. Tanur Rabbanan, middle of the line. Shleisha Kadosh Baruch Hu Beichalem. We're still moving the different Agadot Gemaras about where the Amoraim came to different Psukim and they cry when they read these Psukim. Now we are getting towards the end of the Agadot Gemara. Says Gemara Tanur Rabbanan. Shleisha Hakadosh Baruch Hu Beichalem Kolayim. Three people, Hakadosh Baruch Hu cries about them every day. Reb Chanan explains that what the Bryce really is saying is that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is saying that others should weep over these people every day. Three people, not just HaKadosh Baruch Hu cries, it's really a message that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is really indicating that people around them should cry over these people. Who are these three people? First one, very understandable. If one has the opportunity to learn Torah, and he doesn't. Torah doesn't mean just one has the opportunity to learn Torah full time, and he doesn't. That's for sure. It means even people that have opportunity to learn more than they do, which is quite often, almost everybody, people have opportunity to learn more Torah, and they don't learn to the ability, to their capabilities. That's worth crying over. And here, the second one's a big chiddush. Al she'ef shlasik b'tayra v'isik. One who does not have the ability, he's unable to learn Torah, and he does it anyway. So why would you cry over that? First Rebbe Baruch Hu, other Rebbe. That's the greatest simcha. Someone who powers over, he really doesn't have the ability to learn, and he somehow makes it his thing, makes it his mission to learn anyway. That would seem to be great. So this machlokes had to understand this. The Mashal Taka learns what it means is enochami. It doesn't mean cries of sadness. This type of bechia. It means the person who doesn't have the ability to learn for whatever reason, whether it's a monetary restriction, whether it's intellectual capabilities, and he powers through it to learn anyway. He goes through a lot of tsar. There's a lot of tsar going through that learning. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, Imay Anechi B'tzara, I'm with him in the Tzar, and therefore HaKadosh Baruch Hu is crying with him those tears of the pain that he powers through, and he learns, even though it's too difficult. That's the Taish, very interesting Taish from the Mashah. That's the Taish that some are going to bring. Others say it means on a more practical level. Sometimes a person's tafkid, a person's obligation to make parnas to support his family. Or, even on a greater level, it actually came up, Rosh Hashanah is in town, and the Shaila came up multiple times in different Shavuos that he gave. He's talking about Talmud Torah. So it came up, if a person is financially set, he has enough money, and that's, again, big discussion, what's called financially set. Everyone has different musagim. But the point is, what if a person knows he theoretically has enough money to live the rest of his life? So, talking about obviously a person who's younger, has enough money to live the rest of his life, he obviously has been very successful, has a lot of money. So, should he stop what he's doing and learn full time or not? And Rav Asher Weiss's his response was that it really depends. Of course, if a person could do it and learn properly, there's nothing that beats Talmud Torah. It wouldn't be, that would be a case of Efshalom Torah, and he should learn Torah. However, the majority of the cases, that same person, if he continued to work and dedicate just more time to learning, but continue to work, he'll end up learning more than if he goes and he goes to learning full time. In most scenarios, that's the Metzias. Furthermore, if there's a person that's being Taimich, lots of people learning Torah, he's supporting, if he's using his money properly, and he's supporting the multitudes of people sitting and learning who are, you know, experts at what they're doing, for him to stop that support so he can learn, maybe it's not so pashut that's his tafkid. And perhaps, again, Rav Asher Weiss did not make the connection, but perhaps we just came up in daf. I think it's a good connection. That could be Taicho Vier, Al Shi EF Shalasik Patera Basic. Someone who's unable to, Galashan unable is a little bit shver, but someone who's unable to Torah and learn Torah, meaning someone that's not his purpose. His purpose clearly would be to go support 1,000 younger light learning Torah instead of learning himself, and he doesn't do that. Perhaps that would also be reason to cry. Efshar. Okay, Valparnas Hamaska Al Tzibar. And the last thing that we cry about every day, or Kadosh Baruch Hu cries about every day, is a parnas, a leader who's over the community, who's miskaya. He has a gaiva over the tzibur. He instills extra fear. He has a gaiva over the tzibur. That's a bad thing. Rabbi Avinakit Sefer Kinnis. Rabbi was once holding the Sefer Kinnis for Karbek Avei, and he was reading for Sefer Kinnis. He matlai pasuk when he reached the pasuk. Of his shlich b'shemayim arutz, actually the pasuk says that the Kadosh Baruch Hu is going to throw down from the shemayim to the earth. He's talking about the Klai Yisrael, or at least the splendor of Klai Yisrael. That's the pasuk's description. But what happened was, I wouldn't say ironically enough, we know there's no such thing as coincidence. Nafa miyadei, the sefer of Kinnis actually fell from his hand. Amr, he said, "Me'igurum lebira amikta," from the high roof down to the deep pit. The connection over here is about Klai Yisrael and the downfall of Klai Yisrael. But the Mefarshim say perhaps what happened was that when Rebbe's kinnis fell, it didn't just stop fall. It fell into like a pit. It fell deep. And he realized that when the pasuk is describing Klai Yisrael's fall from heavens to earth, it wasn't just heavens to earth. It was like heavens to like a crater. It was even deeper than that. It was even lower than that. Okay. Rabbi Chiya walk on the road. Again, we're still on Hey Amad Beis. We're about 12 lines off the bottom of the page. Rabbi Chiya and Kavi Shak Baruch. They're Shak Azu Baruch. They were walking on a road. Kibat Lahem Masam Amri. They came to a certain town. They said to the people of the town, Ikas Rabban Heicha Hacha Neiz Vanak Mape. Is there a young Tam Chacham here? We'll go pay a visit to him. We'll give him a covet. Ami Ikas Rabban Hacha Mari Naimu. There is a Tam Chacham who's blind. Right? Rebbe was a Talmud of Rebbe. Tifat, you stay here because it's not a covenant for you to go. It tells me, you shouldn't degrade your status as Nasi of Klal Yisrael by going to visit, young Talmud Chacham. Let me go and I'll pay respect. So first we discussed what changed. They first said, let us go pay respect. When they found that there's a young Talmud Chacham who was blind, then they said, I'm not going to go. So one of the first people have a nice mechuzah shat. That really, for them to go visit any Talmud Chacham would be a little bit of a disrespect for the Nasi to be going to visit any Talmud Chacham. But as long as that Talmud Chacham had vision, was able to see, the second he would see Rebbe's coming, he'd go out to greet Rebbe, he'd go out to greet the Nasi, and that would come kind of compensate for the E-Coven. But once Rebbe was aware that the Talmud Chacham that they were going to visit was Nebuch was blind, so he realized you're not going to get that covered either. That's too much of a chisus nasi, and therefore he says Rebbe doesn't come, but Rebbe doesn't listen. Look what happens. It says the Gemara, Takfei v'azbadei. Rebbe was Takif, was like outdid him, he outlasted him, so to speak, in the argument, and he went along. The first discussed was Pshat. L'chaira, we know that Melch Shemachal Kavoydei, Ain't Kavoydei Melch, Melch Kavoydei Melch Kavoydei. So they want to say it's totally, could be in the Shaila, whether Nasi Shemachal Kavoydei, could be maybe perhaps a Nasi is different, Nasi could be Mechal is Kavod. Some want to say, others want to say that Tafko over here specifically, where he's doing it in order to honor another Talmud Chacham, that's for sure permissible. Okay, but Rebbe Lemais was Mechal is Kavod in order to go visit this young Talmud Chacham, Ki Havi Miftri Mine, when they were leaving this young blind Talmud Chacham, Amar Lo, he said a beautiful bracha. Ata mikbalta panim hanir bein arayim. You came to give respect to the one who's seen but doesn't see, namely himself, the Talmud Chacham. Tisku lekakbil bnei arayim bein arayim. You should be zeicha to pray, have respect, pay respects to the one and only Hakadosh Baruch Hu who sees but isn't seen. Like a play on the words. You came to visit me, says this Chacham, who is seen but can't see. You should be zeicha to be able to pay respects directly to the one who sees and isn't seen. Hakadosh Baruch Hu, a beautiful bracha, says Rebbe Tarbchia, Armalei, Eich Hashter Ma'atav Hamay Brichasa. Had you prevailed and stopped me from coming, I would have lost out on this amazing, beautiful bracha. Obviously, this comes up over here because it relates to our topic of Yira Yira, how we got to the first place about seeing Hakadosh Baruch Hu and being seen by Hakadosh Baruch Hu. That same type of idea. Armalei, Mekach Bilach. From they said to this Talmud Chacham, from where did you hear this idea that giving, meaning clearly you the bracha is based on the fact that visiting the Talmud Chacham is a special mitzvah. So in this case, what happened to be Talmud Chacham was this blind Talmud Chacham. But where did you hear that visiting Talmud Chacham is such a special mitzvah that you're giving a beautiful bracha about being able to be in the presence of Hashem? Meparki de Rabbi Yaakov Shemili. So he responded, I heard it from a shir from Rabbi Yaakov. De Rabbi Yaakov Ishkvar Chetaya have makbo pene ape de Rabbi Koyemer. Rabbi Yaakov Ishkvar Chetaya would pay a visit to his teacher every day. Kikush, when he became older, Amalei Nisarmar. His teacher said to him that his teacher said to Rabbi Yaakov, don't be misari yourself to come visit Layachamar because you're unable to. Don't be misari yourself. Amalei Rabbi Yaakov said, Mizutar Maidach Sibu Rabbanan. Is it small? That's what that which is said about the Rabbanan. He'll then live forever. He'll never see the pit. He'll never see the depths because he sees the wise men die. It's mashma that someone who sees the chamim die, he's still zeicha to eternity. Matter someone who sees the wise men, he sees the chamim in their death, is zeicha to eternity, long life. B'chayeim, one who goes to make it his business to see the chamim while they're alive. So we see the beauty, the importance of going to see in person, going to visit the Talmidei Chachamim. Rav Idi, who was the father of Rav Yaakov Bar Idi, Azil, he would go on a journey of 3 months. Chadim Beirah spent one day in the Beis Medrash. Rashi seems to say the simple taiches that it would take him 3 months to get there. He'd have one day in the Beis Medrash, and then he'd have to go back 3 months to be back in time for Yom Tov for his wife. So in the 6 month cycle, in the 6 months between, I guess, Sukkot and Pesach, he was traveling 3 months, was in the Beis Medrash one day, and went back for 3 months. A little bit of chiddush, they traveled 6 months to have one day in the Beis Medrash. Others learn that the Peshad is in, the Marshal learns that the Peshad is that he was he went out for business. He went out for business purposes, and he was very busy being in business. He was only able to attend the Beis Medrash one day of his travels in business, and then he left. And the Rabbanim were making, there were some Rabbanim that were poking fun. The Rabbanim called him Barbe Rav Techayema. He's the student of the yeshiva. One day, he's the one-day student. He called about himself. The pasuk says, "I'll be a mockery for my friends." I beg of you, don't let the Rabbanim get punished for having making you feel bad. Nafek Rabbi Yechon the Beis Medrash v'darsh Rabbi Yechon went to Beis Medrash and he darshened v'aisi yoyim yoyim yidushin v'das darchi chefzi yechpetzin. They seek me out each and every day and they desire to know my drach and my ways. Kadosh Baruch Hu says v'chi b'yem darshin said v'laila in darshin say, what's this lashon of v'aisi yoyim yoyim? We only seek Hashem by day, we don't seek Hashem by night. Elim lecha, it teaches a deeper message. Kol eisk b'tera afil yamech b'shana, ma'ala v'kasa kilu asa kal shana kula. One who spends even one day a year learning Torah, the Pasuk considers if, Torah considers if he learned the entire year. Presumably you're talking about a person that the only ability he has is one day. If he comes for one day, it's as if he learned the entire year. V'chein, and similarly, and therefore give proper respects to this Rav Edi, the father of Rav Edi, for his efforts to come even the one day, by Paranius, which is a chiddush, because normally we say midah teiva is always much greater than a midah Paranius. Here we seem to be saying the chay midah Paranius is going to be the same level, as we shall see. The chsiv b'mispar yom ha'shatartem as aretz, the amount of days that you spied the land of Eretz Yisrael, this is by the Meraglim, of course, the amount of days you spied, which is 40 days, so that's the amount of days you're going to be punished. The chay bram shanachatu. They sinned, they spied at the land for 40 years? No, they didn't. They only spied at the land for 40 days. Even one day of the year, it's as if he's over the entire year. And here's even more. We're saying Midah Paranius is the same as the good Midah, that one day is like a year. One day of learning Torah is like a full year of learning Torah. One day of spying the land and being over the Avera, of not trusting Hashem, is like a full year of spying the land. But the Chiddush is, we took by Midah Paranius, which is usually less, we actually extrapolated further because they spied the land for 40 days and those 40 days ended up being 40 years. I understand that one day in a year is a year, but if I have 2 days in the same year, you're going to make that 2 years. You're right, one day is like a year, but the 40 days were also for the same year. So if you were to tell me they're punished for 1 year because they went spying one day, that's equivalent. Here we're saying even more. We're saying because they spied for 40 days, they're punished for 40 years. We're considering each one of the 40 days like separate 40 years. That's even more of a chiddush. Okay, but that's the same idea. That one day in a year is called a year. We've had those gemaras, whether yamecha b'shana chashvan or yamecha b'chaydish chashvchaydish, legabi other counts as well. We had it, it certainly came up, it was relevant a bit in the beginning of our shana. Okay, Ezekatan. What is called a katan? What's called a katan who's exempt from the illustrate from the mitzvah of Aliyah the Regal, when a machlek is Bisham Besilil, Bisham said, whoever can ride the father's shoulders, if he's not stable enough to ride his father's shoulders, just holding on by himself, Besilil says, whoever can hold the father's hand and walk up. That's machlek is Bisham Besilil in the mission. Maskar Abzeir. We said above that, Makam Melech, we spoke at it already, there is the chiyuv of Aliyah the Regal, and the Mar explains, and Mar brought it from Pasukal Sechorcha, the Mar said, nah, Pasukal Sechorcha, Mama, it's really a chiyuv of Chinuch. Okay, says Mar. Top of Vav, Amadal, Maskar Abzeir. Ad hacha, I say it's very nice. You're discussing how he gets from Yerushalayim, up to Har Bayis. Very nice. How do you get to Yerushalayim? Obviously, you get to Yerushalayim somehow. Till this point where the mother's mechayiv in simcha. I mean, the mother also says mitzvah simcha. What's simcha? Shalom simcha. In the shalom simcha. So she comes to Yerushalayim with him. I had to say, Ime, so he came with the mother came along. But from this point on, if he's able to go by just simply holding his father's hand, according to Beis Hillel, or on his father's shoulders, according to Beis Shammai, then there's a mitzvah. If not, there's no mitzvah. So getting to Yerushalayim, you have an additional help. You have the mother who's coming also. She has to be in Yerushalayim. Whereas getting further, that already has to be totally in whether the child can go up with the father alone, which is interesting. Rashi, the Mishnah says that Mekam Ve'elach is mitzvah chinuch on the mother and father. There are bottom, but a mitzvah chinuch on the mother and father. Rashi throws the mother into that equation. Agamar Ve'es seems to be saying it's clearly telling only in the father. Now, if you jump to the top tesis, thank you. There is a discussion, of course, we've had this machlokes before, what is the mitzvah of simcha by Nisha? So if you look at the top Tei says, Piyush Rashi, Per Kabbat Kushin, Kab Isha, Baal Masamcha, in Bavel, Bevigdei Tzvunin, Per Etzol, Bevigdei Pishtin, depends where, Bavel, it was colored clothing, in Etzol, it was linen clothing, the Hachamashma is very clear, like this place points out, that was saying the woman has to come to Yerushalayim, why? For the mitzvah of simcha, why? The only reason you have to come to Yerushalayim for the mitzvah of simcha is because you have to eat the carbon within the walls of Yerushalayim. That would be if the mitzvah of simcha is eating the carbon. We know for the men, of course, that's the mitzvah of simcha, eating the Shabbat simcha. For Nashim, we typically say it's the Baal's Masamcha with clothing and other things. Clearly, this Gemara, at least this line of the Gemara, is going that the Isha's Simcha also is with Shalmei Simcha as opposed to specifically with clothing. So that's the Gemara. Heshev Rebbe Tachas Beisil L'Divir Beishamai. Rebbe of Af Beisil gave an argument against Beishamai. The pasuk says, "V'chana le'olsa ki'amr le'isha adigam le'navar beisim." Chana didn't go up to Shilai. That's by Shilai, Mishkan Shilai. She didn't go up to Mishkan Shilai for the yamtiv because she said to her husband, "Until Shmuel is finished nursing, then I'll bring him." The Shmuel was able to ride on his father's shoulder. Even though he's young, he's able to ride on the father's shoulder, and they didn't go up. Then you don't go up at that age, only if he's able to walk on his hands and hold the father's hand. So Rabbi's father said to him, according to your logic, why don't you bring a raya from Chana herself? Why did Chana not go? Wasn't Chana mechuyev in Simcha? Why didn't she go to Shilai? If you're asking being raya for that story, why don't you bring a raya that she herself, what about the fact that she didn't go herself to bring Shmuel to Shilai, at least for her own chiyuv of Simcha? Ella, Chana mafnusa yisirasa chazdei bei Shmuel. It must be there's a separate story there. Chana saw that Shmuel was a greater mefunik in this context, they teach us that he was very delicate. He's very delicate, and therefore the travel wouldn't be good for him. And she was nervous for Shmuel might get harmed from the chulsha, the chalisha of the weakness of traveling. And therefore, so the same excuse you have to give why Chana didn't go herself, that's the excuse why Shmuel didn't go, and it's not a raya against Beishamai. The raya is no longer raya because Shmuel was unique. Shmuel was more delicate than most. Okay, interesting shakmataya that Rebbe wanted to bring a raya to be still over Beishamai from the story of Chana and Shmuel, and then we defucked the raya. The Tere Evan asked, Bam Kasha. Now, the Chira was pretty clear from our Gemara already, right? Yesterday's daf, we spoke at Rashi in the Mishnah already, that the Chinuch was saying the Chiyuv of taking the child up once he's of age is really chinuch. It's not once he's of age that he's able to either sit on the father's shoulder or hold the father's hand is also chinuch. It's not a real chiyuv deraisa. Kol zechorcha, we said, is a smachta. It's a chiyuv of chinuch, and a chinuch is a chiyuv of chinuch derabbanan. Ask your Evans, if that's the case, what type of raya is avod Rebbe bringing from Chana? Could be that was before the Rabbanan made the gzeira. We know that the Dinim Darabanan came about, throughout history, the Rachamim enacted different gzeiras. But it's very possible that that gzeira of Chinuch was saying, as long as it's Darabanan, took place after Chana, after the story of Chana and Shmuel already. So if that's the case, what's the raya that Rebbe's bringing from Chana? Chayav very stark offer to heaven. Answers the Netziv and Hemik Shaila, and this is going to be another second Yisef Rosh Weiss that we have today. This one we've quoted throughout the Masechta already, that the Hemik Shaila says, even if the mitzvah of Chinuch, the mitzvah of Chinuch wasn't said yet, it cannot be that Chana and Shmuel became Shmuel and Avi, wasn't working with regular Chinuch. Even if, unbelievable, Chinuch is saying it's not Daraisa now. So Chinuch is Darabanan. And we're asked that maybe the Gzeir Darabanan of Chinuch only came at a later date. Could be it did. But it still would be impossible that Chana didn't raise her child, Shmuel, al pi the mouth of Chinuch. What do you mean? If the mitzvah didn't exist, why is it possible? So this goes back to the idea we quoted a couple of months ago. I think we quoted that face already, maybe we'll have thought as well, for Ashavai Shlita, a beautiful Yisayin. This Yisayin will be quoted in a few places, Legabe, the Tzar Bal Lechayim, that there's a concept of a black and white mitzvah d'araisa, and there's a concept of the Rutzin of the Torah. His example, of course, Petah B'chayim is, in the 9 or 10 or 11 different sources, what the prohibition is to shepherd an animal. So he says, when you have 11 different sources, that means like no one source is that clear. Usually if you have 11, but you know what is clear? That's the ruts of the Torah. It's clear it's the ruts of the Torah. It derives it to clarity that the Torah does not want someone to be bothering animals. What the exact source is, whether it's going to be a lav or not, we already discussed it. Whether it's a lav, whether it's a Israel say, that may be unclear if it is and what that lav or say is, a specific lav or say. But the ruts of the Torah clearly is, the desire of the Torah is not to shepherd animals. Similarly, whether or not chinuch was a din d'oraisa, we spoke about this clear already multiple times. Of course, the Arsameach has a right, wants to be right for the Pesukim early in Lema Yitzav, Esban of Acharav, about Avram Avinu, why Avram Avinu was chosen, also especially Avram Avinu, because he's in command that's chosen afterwards to keep Torah mitzvahs. That sounds like very, very strongly along the lines of chinuch. So Arsameach learns the Saka din d'oraisa. Pashtus, we hold that chinuch is not a din d'oraisa, din d'rabbanan. But even if you hold that chinuch is a din d'rabbanan, before the Rabbanah made the enactment, it cannot be that there was no chinuch, because how is a person going to raise his children to grow up? They're not keeping any mitzvahs. They're eating chazer. They're eating pasav chalav. They're doing all types of averes till 13, and the 13th switch goes on, and then they can keep mitzvahs. It's impossible. It's pasha that the Ratzon HaTorah would have been, even without the mitzvah the Rabbanah of chinuch, it's pasha the Ratzon HaTorah is to raise one's child al pi halacha as much as possible, to get him acquainted, to get him already in the practice of keeping their mitzvahs. It's pasha. It wouldn't mean v'yishayla. And therefore, that's the real hesber of what the Hemik Shaila is answering to your question, that we can still mean to the like somebody can be right in the Gemara. Why would Chana not take Shmuel to Shiloh? Must be he was delicate. What do you mean? There's no mitzvah chinuch. Perhaps. It doesn't matter. Even if there's no mitzvah chinuch, for sure, the idea of chinuch still would have existed even before the official mitzvah of chinuch. But Big Yisai fits beautiful with this idea from Rav Asher Weishley. Okay. Says the Gemara. Bayer Shimon. Katan chiger l'divir Rishamay. A katan who has a limp, according to Rishamay, who holds the ladder go on the shoulders, that's already an age to take the child up, or v'suma, or a blind katan, l'divir Rishamay, according to both. Ma, what's the halacha? What's the shayla? Well, the more elaborates first on the shayla. Meaning, a gadol, who's a chiger, we know is exempt from our Mishnah. A gadol is a suma, is exempt. So what about a katan who's a chiger, a suma? Hechidam, ilema, b'chiger shenech l'spashet. If it's a chiger, it's never getting better. He has a type of ailment that unfortunately doesn't heal. Or v'suma shenech l'spashet, or a blind person that there's no reasonable assumption he'll ever be able to see in his future. So hashtag gadol pater, katan bay. Since as a gadol, this scenario is pater, of course as a katan he's pater. What would be the shayla? We don't know for sure they're going to get better, but they could get better. The limp could go away. The blindness could go away. We don't know for sure if it will, but it's possible. Is there a chiv chinuch in such a case or not? That's the shayla. Amar Abayi, Kleichot the Gadol B'chayv V'Deraisa. In a case where a Gadol right now in this matzav B'chayv V'Deraisa, Katan B'chayv Chamei Medaron. Again, clear. A chinuch of his Darbanon. Katan is a chiv chinuch Darbanon. In that case, there's a chiv chinuch on the Katan Darbanon. In a case where a Gadol has the mitzvah D'Raisa, whereas Kleichot the Gadol Patam D'Raisa. In a case where a Gadol in this scenario is Patam D'Raisa, then Medarbanon Katan Abipatam. So right now, Basher Risham. A gadol in this same scenario, a gadol who even if it's a temporary chiger, a temporary blindness, when I say temporary means, doesn't mean it's for sure temporary, but it's not for sure permanent. Even if it's not for sure permanent, right now the gadol is a chiger, right now he's blind, he's exempt. So if it's that type of blindness or limp that a gadol would be putter, the katan of course would be putter right now as well, even though he could get better, he'll be putter. If it's the type of thing that the gadol would be chayev now, then the katan also would be chayev. Okay, that's the Shaka Vataya. There's an unbelievable shuva for our Moshe Feinstein. What's unbelievable about it is not so much, I mean, the shuva is a beautiful shuva, but also the classic Moshe where he's asked a shayla, Allah asked a shayla in the 50s, 60s, 70s, whatever it was, and his response is not based on, I mean, ultimately it's based on Machlokes and the Achrayim, it is, but it really goes back, he connects it back to this Gemara right over here. What was the Shaila? The Shaila was about co-ed schools. The Shaila was about whether it's okay to have children, boys and girls, learning together in a co-ed classroom. So Rabbi Moshe writes that the Shaila is totally in the Shailas of Chinuch and Araminim, or Chaychus. So we know by Araminim, the Lach is, famous Gemaras, that if a person is makna his dalminim, we know the first day lulav and asher has to be lachem, it's got to belong to you. If a person gives it to a katan, and the katan's kainet because it's dasacheres makna, even though katan typically can't be katan his own, but because someone's being makna to him, the katan could be kainet, but then he can't be makna back. So if you have a lulav and asher that you're letting many people use, you should not let the katan use it in the middle, because anyone after the katan will not be able to be yetsa that first day, because it's not lachem, or more practically speaking, a person who shakes a little bit of the first day, and then he wants to give it to his wife. Again, wife's not machleiv, it's mitzvah seishas b'agrama. But theoretically, she wants to be yetsa. If he gives it to his child first before the wife, then the wife won't be able to be. It wouldn't be lechem, right? So you don't give it to the katan first. You make sure you give it to the katan only later. The idea of a talmas la'achzer, of course, is a concept. Fine. What if the person gives it to the child and has a mind specifically? I'm not being makhlitim. The whole reason why the katan is kainet, which messes up for others Tuesday afterwards, because dasachar is makna, gives it to the katan. What if he has a mind? I'm giving it to the katan, I'm not being makna to him. If the katan is not kainet, of course he's missing lechem. So what? Is that a problem? Is that a problem that a katan who's doing the mitzvah of chinuch d'rabbanan is missing in lechem? It's a machoik, it's mishnah berurah, magen avram. Are you mekayim chinuch by giving the katan? Now there's not to be compared to giving the katan a lemon. That could be worse, because a lemon, the pshat is, even when he's older, it's not an esrog. You're not doing the mitzvah of esrog b'chlal. Over here, it's a little more of a lamda shayla. He's giving the katan a lulav and asuk, which is the chafetz that would be a proper kiyum mitzvah later on. But he's putting on makayim the mitzvah because he doesn't have lechem. So the Magen Avraham says he's not going to yaitza. Mishmaru says he is yaitza. The person is yaitza chinuch, but in such a case, according to Mishmaru, according to Magen Avraham, he's not. What's the crux of the shayla? Do you have to do chinuch in the way that a gadol would be yaitza? Or no, you don't buy that's the Magen Avraham. Or no, first of all, I mean, gadol in this case would be kind of even according to in this case would be yaitza. But the point is, the ma'is is missing in lechem. Is it a vert of the mitzvah chinuch was do the mitzvah for katan as he would do it as a gadol, and it's not the same thing, or it's just a training? It's getting him acclimated, and since he's being acclimated with the mitzvah of lulav nasik, by shaking it, therefore that's good enough. A lemon still would be no good because it's not the mitzvah. You're not doing a mitzvah. It could be that stores, it's not the mitzvah. Okay, Mishmur says it works. The Bag of Rum says it doesn't work. That is the machlekes. Says Rabbi Isha, it's pashut that when the children are older, again, I don't know if he gives a specific age, when the Yetzirah starts to rage, that a boy realizes that it's not just another person, that a girl is different, it's pashut that at that age they shouldn't be in the class together. That's pashut. Shaila is about the younger ages. The younger ages, again, whatever that age is, the younger ages where the child doesn't have the Yetzirah yet, so do we say that had this person grown up his whole life, with that, let's say someone grows up and he doesn't have Yetzirah even when he's older. He's a malach. He doesn't have Yetzirah. For him, there'd be no chiyuv to separate. So this katan, if he'd be a gadol, like in our Gemara, if he'd be a gadol in this matzav, a chiger in our Gemara, we said, a katan is a chiger, even though we make it better later, right now if he's a chiger, a gadol chiger is pater, so to the katan's pater. So to this young child, he has no Yetzirah, therefore he should be exempt. Like it's really like the Magen Avraham, that whatever matzav he has now, that whatever matzav a gadol has, he's treated like the gadol. A gadol without Yetzirah, there wouldn't be an issue. So to a katan without Yetzirah, there should be no issue. Or do we say no? We're trying to acclimate him. That's Mishnah Berurah's idea, which again, it played up as a kula, by Luvanesu, where he would be a chumra. We're trying to get him acclimated what's proper, what's not proper. And therefore, if when he's older, at a certain age, it's not proper, then even at a younger age, it's not proper. Just for the record, I want to be very clear, not because these people here that went to different types of schools, but I'll be very clear that every one of our schools, right, have ages. Every society has ages where boys and girls are together. Some stop at 2 years old, some stop at 3, some stop at 6, and some stop at bar mitzvah. But the point is, everyone has it, and the chayr is totally in the shaila ramesha. So this should not be taken as going specific against pro or against any of the different wonderful schools in our society. Okay, but that is unbelievable. Ramesha uses our sugya about the katan being treated as a chigir now, like a gadol. Mishnah Berurah, Magen Avraham, that machlekes, whether it's a vart of acclimating or it's a vart of doing the mitzvah the same way, he wants to say again, if it's doing the mitzvah the same way, then as long as no Yetzirah, shouldn't be a problem of any co-ed classes. If it's a vart of acclimating, then you have to start acclimating even younger, because that's the whole idea of chinuch, very interesting tshuva for Mishnah, again, based on our Gemara. Similar shayla, by the way, would be, we discussed this back on Daf Beis, that the mitzvah of Aliyah L'Regel is dafka on someone who has karka. We discussed about Evi Kanani, can't own karka, so does he have mitzvah of Aliyah L'Regel? So the simple shalabi, Katan doesn't own karka yet. Katan typically wouldn't own karka in Eretz Yisrael, so why would he have mitzvah of Aliyah L'Regel? Again, that could be Tlaviter, same idea. Since when he becomes a gadol, he would have karka, if then maybe, or right now he has no karka, therefore not, or we're acclimating him. Acclimating him applies whether he has karka or not. Okay, similar discussion. Fine. Says more further. B'sham Aymer. Harish tekes. We have mechleks b'sham b'sil. How much money is spent on the erlis riyah versus how much spent on the chagiga? B'sham says two kesefs for the riyah, the erlis riyah, one kesef, one silver coin for the chagiga, and b'sil says opposite. So now we have a mechlekes. Goes rather quickly. A mechlekes. What the logic behind the two shittas are. Tana b'sham. B'sham Aymer. Harish tekes for chagiga, one kesef. B'sham says two silver coins for the riyah, for the erlis riyah, one for the chagiga. Shariyah ayla kula gvaya, because the riyah is like ayla. Ayla gets fully burnt. The Gavayat, more chashim, kachim, as opposed to chagigas, kachkalim, doesn't say that, but that's all part of Ariya, Ayla gets fully burnt. Mashengim chagiga, Vaymatsina batzeres, Sharibam, Akasab Ayla, yes, Mishlam. Mostly from Meshvuas, that the terrorist says more Aylas than Shlamim, so we see Aylas have more of a chashivas than Shlamim, spend more money on the Ayla, namely two kesef and only one on the shlamim. That's beisham. Maybe shlamim opposite. Hariyah ma kesef. The riyah only is one coin. Chagiga shtei kesef. Shechagiga yesh al tefei adibur. First, the chagiga existed before Matan Torah. Chagiga was already there before Matan Torah. Number one, as opposed to the riyah. Actually, Rashi brings that the pasuk of chagiga, even though it's written after Matan Torah. Rashi says there's no chronological order, so therefore it's right. Even though it's after Mishpatim, there's no chronological order. And therefore, even though it's written afterwards, it was taka in existence before Matan Torah. Fine. Mashek and Beriah didn't exist before Matan Torah. We're going to discuss is that Pashat, that the Tamid didn't exist before Matan Torah. They were Eidless there before Matan Torah. We'll discuss that shortly. But furthermore, if I mentioned Nesiim, Shariba Ben Makasma Shlamim Yasim Eidless. When it came to the Nesiim, at the Chedukah Sabah Amishkan, they had more Shlamim than Eidless. So you're talking about on Shavuos is more Eidless than Shlamim. Says Basil, opposite, counter argument, that by the Nesiim, they were more Shlamim than Eidless. So Basil says, spend more on the Shlamim and less on the Eilus. Why do not say? Beshamai says the Gemara. The Kuk Amrit Riyah Adifim Eilah Kula Gavaya. This thing he said that Riyah is greater, Eilah is greater because it all gets burnt. Adraba Chagiga Adif. I'll tell you, Chagiga is Adif Tis Beishte Achilas. Chagiga is Adif because it's two Achilas. You tell me there's a mile that Eilah gets fully burnt. Fully burned the Gavaya. Adarab, Chagigas, the man has two Achilas. What are two Achilas? Achilas Adam and Achilas Mizbeach. That's interesting. The Kuk Amrit says, what? That's a mile. Yes, the number two is bigger than number one. But one achila is all by HaKadosh Baruch Hu, so to speak. All by the Mizbeach, all by Gavaya. One achila is is all by is partially by human, partially by mizbeach. Why would that be a maila? And furthermore, it comes out of sticks in what I said before, that and the idea is that aila is mamisha kachakachim, shlamim is kachakalim. It's the chumra kind of the aila that's only eaten by the mizbeach and not by Adam. How is Basil going to spin that gufa, that we'll call it that lesser madrega, which enables the chagiga to be eaten by Adam as well, as a reason why it should be considered more chashev? It's clear that it was more chashev. Says the Kavanah Zal, beautiful. And the Chanami, it's not what the Gemara means. Basil wasn't saying that the chagiga is more chashev or it's more kaddish. Avad the el's kachakachem, chagiga is kachakalam. What's the conversation here? Our discussion is, where do you spend the two makasev? Where do you spend more makasev? Where do you spend more money? Says Basil, wouldn't it make sense to spend double the money when there's double the eaters, so to speak? When you have Achilles Mizbech and Achilles Adam, that's where you spend two makasev. When it's all Achilles Adam, you spend more makasev. Not that it's a greater carbon per se. Interesting interpretation of the Gemara for the carbon zana. Fine. Says the Gemara, so first of all, you tell me it gets kuli kal adrab achigas adav kuzat su achilas. With the carbon nail fatzeris, he said, learn for shvuas, done in carbon yakub yachin, done in carbon yakub carbon tzibar. I'd rather be a proof from the seam that we're bringing, I mean, the seam also representing chayso, but they're still being carbon yachin. I'm being a proof from there rather than being a proof from shvuas, which is carbon tzibar. We're talking about carbon yachin. How much? What each yachid brings? Each yachid should spend more money on his chagiga than on his eilus ria, just because we find that they are more shlamim than eilus by the siyim, as opposed to going to shvus, which is a carbon seber. Why does not agree with Basil? You said chagiga is great because it exists before the diber. Well, guess what? We also existed before the deep. We'll speak more about that shortly. With the common from the Siyim, and this is he said that learned from the Siyim, I'd rather learn that from Shavuos, which is Naik for all the Daris, obviously only when there's Beis Mikdash or Mishkan, but it's Naik in all Daris, as opposed to Vein Dan Davin Naik Daris, Medavish and Naik Daris. I'm not going to learn out the status of what I should spend more money on every Yom Tov, my Chagiga, or my Elzriya, from a one time historical situation by the Hakamas of Mishkan. That was one time, it's not a Daris, and therefore I don't learn from there. So Bisham may still each deflect each other's svaras. Taka Bezil says chigis ve'adibur. Why? That's basically they shechted zvachim shlamim. Rianami we also haksa ve'alu aylois. It speaks about reis b'kaid mandayer also where it says ve'alu aylois. Right at that same time, it says ve'alu aylos. So the chera is that clear? Right, they brought aylos as well. Kasav ve'asil aylos she'akri v'kisov b'midbar aylos tamid avi. It's a separate parsha. That was the aylos tamid. There wasn't aylos ria. Those were aylos tamid, and that doesn't count. I'm not sure why that doesn't. But that doesn't count as part of our equation. Those are Eilus Tamid. That's what Bishamis, that's what Basil says. Bishamis, have you know? Eilus Shkivis over Midbar, Eilus Riyah have it. It's a fundamental machlokes. Bishamis says the Eilus in the Midbar was actually Eilus Riyah, not an Eilus Tamid, and therefore it's a Raya that was also Kedemant Tera. So don't tell me that the Chagigah is better than the Eilus because it exists Kedemant Tera. The Eilus also, Eilus Riyah also existed Kedemant Tera. I'm Rabbi. Bishamis, Rabbelez, Rabbishmol, Kulus Riyah, Bishamis, Rabbelez, Rabbishmol, they will hold Eilus Shkivis over Midbar, Eilus Riyah have it. They will hold that the Eilus in the Midbar was an Eilus Riyah have it. Basil, so we have six Tanayim, we're lining up. On one side, they will hold that the oil that was done in the midbar is an oilus tamid. Ask Taisvis, second amount of Taisvis. We know Bisham Basil, Bisham Makkah Basil is in the Mishnah. So it's very nice to have that Rabbi Lazar, that Rabbi Yasi and Rabbi Kiva like Basil, because we talk outside with Basil. But why would we want to have that the Rabbi Lazar and Rabbi Yishmael are like Beishamai. Says Taisvus, Bein Lakshus Beshavki Beisil Ba'avdik Beishamai. Had Beishamai Ba'avdik Beisil in a Mishnah. Veishlami Desfilu Le'nechlu Beishamai Beisil Ba'avdik. They hold these shitas, Rabbi Yishmael and Rabbi Lazar. Right, the Gemara doesn't bring proof that they hold like Beishamai. It's not sure they hold like Beishamai. They hold that Beisil wouldn't argue. They disagree with the assumption that Beisil argued on this matter. They hold that it was universal. It wasn't Machlis Beisham Beisil, and their tzad comes out the way we have that there's Machlis Beisham Beisil like Beishamai. But they held it wasn't Machlis. Had they believe there's machlokes, they would certainly not side with Bisham. Okay, says the Gemara.
What do they do if it's any Bisham?
What do you mean?
He's a Tanoim.
I hear, but typically, Bisham is over earlier Tanoim, right? They're from the earlier Tanoim. And we're saying Bisham is the Mishnah, so presumably later Tanoim would side with Basil over Bisham and Echonami. Bisham, I mean, Rebbe Eliezer, our Gersov we have is Rebbe Eliezer. Some have the Gersov of Rebbe Eliezer. So if you have the Gersov of Eliezer, it's not fair, because you know famously, Rebbe Eliezer Shamuti, right? So that would fit very well. If Rebbe Eliezer Shamuti, it would be just Rebbe Shmuel. And we're actually going to see that the Maisa, if I remember correctly, Mar is going to come out that's Rebbe Shmuel. Some of the, we're going to say some of these Tanoim are Rias, are Takanaka Rias. I believe it's Rebbe Shmuel that we sing the derived from Mishmuel Sakan Hagaraya, so it comes out very well. That Rabbi Elazar Shamuti, he's like Mishamai, and Rabbi Shimon Gazi ultimately is not necessarily like Mishamai, so it will fit anyway. But okay, let's see. Mishamai, Hadamar Mishamai, we already spoke out that he held that the Ayla in the Midbar was Ayla's Riyah, that was part of a conversation we had till now. Rabbi Shmuel, the Tanya Rabbi Shmuel Aimer, Klolus Nemer B'Sinai, that the Klolus Nemer Sinai, but not the Pratim, top of the page, who Pratim Smail Mayan, the Pratim was said we're by the Ayel Mayan. Rabbi Kiva, and we'll see, so we'll explain why that's right in a moment. Rabbi Kiva Aimer, Klolus and Pratis Nemer B'Sinai, no, the Klolus and the Pratis were said both by Sinai, the Nishtu by Ayel Mayan, and they were repeated by Ayel Mayan, the Nishtash Barfis Mayan, and they were said for a third time by Arvis Mayan. Visa Gadaitach, now, if you say Kotar B'Shmol, Ayel Shikiv B'Shmol Midbar, Ayel Stamanav, if you say the Ayel of the Midbar was Ayel Stamanav, Miyak Midbar Kalei B'Hefshim Tuach, was said by Hefshim Tuach, if you say the Ayel that was being brought throughout the Midbar was the Karban Tamid, and the Tamid needs Hefshim Tuach, but they didn't have the Pratim yet. So you tell me they brought the Tamid the wrong way all those years, and only later they switched it to do it the proper way? Gemara says, Namastaver, and therefore it must be, it was Ayel Shriya back in the Midbar, it was Ayel Shriya, not the Ayel Stamanav. That's a right that B'Shmol subscribes to the opinion of Beishamai, and by the same token, by the Rambam is going to speak it out. By the same token, Rabbi Akiva says that the details were said in the Midbar could fit very well, like Beis Hillel. We shall see. Rabbi Elazar, hey, Rabbi Elazar was like Beis Hillel. Beishamai, the time we looked at Baisa, Elos Tamina Suv Arsinai. Rabbi Elazar Aimer, my San Nemer B'Sinai Vu Atzmalei Karva. The Elos Tamina that was said by Arsinai, it was the Maisim was stated by Arsinai, but it itself wasn't brought yet by Arsinai. Rabbi Elazar holds clear that the Eila that was brought by Arsinai, we discussed in the pasuk, the Eila we just referenced was not an Eilas. Tamid. It must be the Eilus Riyah because he said the Eilus itself wasn't brought by Har Sinai. That's a black and white Raya that Rabbi Elazar is like Beishamai. Rabbi Kiva Aimer, Karva Veshuvah Paskav, Kiva Argin says, no, it was indeed brought by Har Sinai and it never stopped. It started from then and never stopped. Elamani Mikayim, Azvacham Mincha Gashtimli, Bemidbar, Abam Shana Beis Israel. What do I do with the Psukim? It says, that it's a question form. Did you bring the karbanos, the minchas, to me in the midbar those 40 years? Mashma that they were not being brought. Shifta shalevi shlavda vayzara. It was saying that shifta shalevi who didn't do vayzara. Heini kruvisa. They were the ones that brought it. The rest of Klai Yisrael couldn't offer it because they had done vayzara. And so it's saying a reference that only the shevet Levi is able to bring it, but the rest of Klai Yisrael couldn't bring it. So it's referring to the rest of Klai Yisrael. But avada the karban was brought in the midbar. Beis Hillel, Heino Beis Hillel, that it was an eilus. Tamid, not an Eilus Riyah. Hadamar, that we said above, that was his deflection of the fact that the Chagig exists before Mount Torah, but not the Eilus Riyah, because the Eil that was brought was Eilus Tamid, not Eilus Riyah. Rabbi Kiva, Nami Hadamar, like we just said a moment ago, Rabbi Kiva says very clearly, he knows that the details were already said by Har Sinai, and it never stopped. Once they brought it by Mount Torah, it never stopped. That's the same Rabbi Kiva we just quoted a minute ago. Rabbi Seglili, the Tanya, Rabbi Seglili, Aimer, Shoshmas and Savisol, Yisrol, Balisim, Regal, there were three mitzvahs that were commanded to Christ when they went up to Eilus Regal, to Yishlayim, Riyah, the Chagig, the Simcha. Klai Yisrael has three mitzvahs when they go up to me. This is talking about throughout the years. They have three mitzvahs that they have every time we go up to the other regal. We have a chiyuv of Riyah, El Shriyah, the mitzvah of Chagiga, mitzvah Simcha. This almost could be the first line of the Masechta, right? The mitzvah of Riyah. We spoke this out, this line, in our Akdama. The Riyah, Chagiga, Shami Chagiga, and the Shami Simcha. Yesh B'Riyah Shem B'Shtayim, Yesh B'Chagiga Shem B'Shtayim, Yesh B'Simcha Shem B'Shtayim. Now, each one has what there isn't by two. Riyah has what the other two don't have, Chagiga has what the other two don't have, and Simcha has what others don't have. The Mer elaborates. Yesh B'Riyah Shem B'Shtayim, Riyah has what others don't have, namely, Shariyah Ayla Kula Gavaya. The Riyah goes fully, the Gavaya gets fully burnt, Mashayim B'Shtayim, Chagiga, and the Simcha don't get fully burnt. Of course, those are Shlamim, they're eaten by the people. Mashayim B'Shtayim. Yesh B'Chagiga, Mashayim B'Shtayim, Chagiga has what others don't have, Chagiga Yesh Lefei Adiver. Chagiga existed before Mount Torah, black and white. Specifically, Chagiga existed before Mount Torah, whereas the other two didn't, including Ayla, didn't exist before Mount Torah. Obviously, the Ayla before Mount Torah was not the Ayla's Riyah, rather it was the Ayla's Tamid. And Mashayim B'Shtayim. And Yesh B'Simcha Mashem, that's the part that we need for our purposes. Yesh B'Simcha Mashem B'Shtayim, Shesimcha Yenegis Panash V'Nashem, Mashem B'Shtayim. Simcha is known by men and women. Again, we see Simcha Sham B'Simcha being known by women, by the way. Simcha is known by men and by women, as opposed to the other two, the Ayla's Riyah and the Chagiga is only known by men, not by women. But you see clearly that the Tamid, the Ayla before Mount Torah, according to them, was a Tamid and not an Ayla's Re'iyah, like Rabbi Yisrael Lili is bringing to Beis Hillel. Ask more, Rabbi Shmuel. My time become Mukmal like Rabbi Shammai. Why do you say Rabbi Shmuel is clearly like Rabbi Shammai? He's like a Daitach, is he right? Because Ayla should give you some Midbar. Ayla's Tamid Ave, if it's because the Ayla that was offered in the Midbar was an Ayla's Tamid, and if it's because, let me say better, that Rabbi Shmuel held that they didn't have the details, and if they didn't have the details, there's no way they could have done Hefshet Nituach till now, and if they did Eilus Tamid in the beginning, all those years, the Midbar, without Hefshet Nituach, and then they switched to Hefshet Nituach, Namastaver, must be Eilus Riyah, that was Uriah. I have basic Lili Damer Elisha Kivu Sob Midbar Elos Tamavi, but let's go back to the most recent Raya. Rabbi Yisrael clearly held the Eil in the Midbar was an Eilus Tamid. You have the same question. According to Beis Levi, why don't you have Taina? That initially they didn't need Hefshir Tuach, and later they switched to require Hefshir Tuach. What's the Raya? The Taina basically the Eimer. Eilu should give you some midbar. Ain't a Taun Hefshir Tuach. Lefi she'ain Hefshir Tuach. Elam Eil Ma'avelach. He agrees with basically the agrees with Bishmal, and they only knew the Din of the Pratim later. So Rabbi basically agrees with Bishmal, only knew the Pratim later, and still he held the carbon Tamid in the midbar was the Eilu the carbon Eilu midbar was the Tamid, and it didn't require Hefshir Tuach at that point, and later it changed to require it. So if that's the case, very clearly call that. Why can we see the same according to Bishmal? Says Gemara, you're right. Some Mekan Bishmal, take out Bishmal. Bishmal, take out from his name from the two sides. He can easily go like Bishil. The same way he goes like Bishami, as we pointed out before, that it fits very well. That it comes out that Rabbi Lazar, if you go with the gears of Rabbi Lazar fits like Bishami is Bishamute, and Bishmal anyway can end up being like Bishil. Let's pause over here. There's a Shmaka Shaila and the Pesukim. Really, we'll pick it up. We'll finish this tomorrow. I don't want to run through it. Have a good day.